breathe salvation. You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
See, sometimes we just, and we, as far as I know, every person on the planet's guilty of this. Sometimes we just don't think about it. Sometimes we just do things that we just do, right? And we need to be more intentional about living on purpose. Why do we do what we do? Now, there's certain things that are not going to change, right? There's brushing your teeth. Please don't sit there and question if God wants you to brush your teeth. Just do it. We all thank you for it. Showering, please make sure you bathe. We appreciate that you have hygiene, especially when we're around you. But there's things that we do just do that we need to be more intentional about. Even when we open our Bibles, we need to be intentional on what we're reading, what we're looking at. Why, when we read it, how am I going to apply this to my everyday life? How does this change the way that I approach things? How does this impact the way that I view the world? You remember that Jesus said, by this they will know that you are my disciples, by the love that you have one for another. Does that impact us every day? Does it change the way that we interact first with our brethren? And then what about when we look at the scripture that says that it is the will of God that all men come to repentance, that all men know him, that all men get saved? And then we see where it says that the goodness of God draws the man to repentance. Do we purpose to be a demonstration of the goodness of God to the people around us that we know that are lost? Yes. So how does what we read impact us every day? So I want for us to read the Bible more. Yes, I do. Because I am a shepherd after his heart. And my heart's desire is to feed you with knowledge and with understanding. So the first way I do that is for me to continue to grow. I can never just be satisfied with where I'm at, right? That we always have to desire to grow more and more, right? And so the more that we're doing that, the more that we have to not just read the Bible, but apply it. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God, huge drafts of him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. So listen, all of us have a song in our heart towards God. All of us do. Whether or not we sing it out, God gives you a song. Some of the songs that the Lord has given me just cause me to laugh. I'm like, okay, that does not sound like any genre of music I would ever listen to, much less sing. But if it blesses him, I'll sing it. I'll sing to him. Why? Because he's worthy to be sung to. And I catch myself singing silly songs about the cats sometimes. And then I'm like, oh, I'm not going to sing more to the cats than I sing to my Lord. And I catch myself because I could sing through life. I know I don't for y'all's sake, but I could sing through life. I enjoy it. Everything's a song. Life is a musical. My husband really enjoys that one. So, but we can just allow our hearts to sing songs to God. And it brings you to a place where you know who you're singing to. You're not just singing to sing some silly song that you heard on the radio, which, you know, I've always done that my whole life. We just always sing whatever song's playing. I know all the words to the songs. I might make some of them up as I go along, but I could sing the whole song, whether it's right or wrong. But who are we singing to, right? And it's not wrong to sing other songs, but what I'm saying is God plants songs in our hearts for us to sing to him. It blesses him. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, right? And it's joyful to him, and he enjoys hearing you. It's like when we hear a little baby cooing, right? It makes no sense. Lord knows it doesn't belong on stage or anything, but to the person who loves that baby, that is the greatest sound of all times. Sing praises over everything. And I think that we're kind of out of, most of us are out of practice of this. We don't just sing for everything that we're grateful for. But he's saying, let there be a tune in your heart and sing in gratitude for the things that you have. Any excuse for a song to God, the Father, in the name of our Master Jesus Christ. Listen, you don't need a reason to sing. Purpose in your heart to sing to him. Amen? So again, we look at this and it goes back to what are we doing with our time? Are we filling it with busyness? And listen, you all know whether or not you are, right? I mean, and I think because life gets so busy in general, there's things that we've neglected over time that now we're playing catch up. At least some of us are using this time to play catch up. And that's not wrong. It's don't let everything that you've let neglect be neglected fill all of your time. Let Jesus be the focus of this time. One, it'll help you to stay at peace. Two, it'll help you to minister peace to those around you. And listen, by the time this thing ends, we'll be in hurricane season. So listen, practice now ministering peace to your neighbors. Because you're going to be practicing later, right? It's always just the next thing. And right now, we have an opportunity, because during hurricane season, everything doesn't shut down the way that it did here. This is an opportunity for us to, one, encourage ourselves in the things of God, two, encourage others in the things of God. You know, We just need to keep Jesus at the center of everything that we do, and we may have gotten out of practice about that. We may have gotten so busy in our life doing the things that we do that we may have set that aside, our time with him, to stay on top of the things that we have to get done, right? And we know God's gracious and he's merciful and he's patient. Since he's so long suffering with us, we know that he just sits there longing to fellowship with us and just loves us and just waits. And now we have time. Let's make him a priority. And listen, if you've been keeping him a priority, that is awesome. Keep him there. Keep him there. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 in the Amplified, 10 and 11, and we've seen this recently. We've talked about this scripture, but I want to go back to this because, again, and I don't know, maybe you feel like I'm harping on you about this, but to me, it's so important that we don't fill up our time with busyness, that we truly look to the Word of God and make it our determined purpose to know him. The more that we know him, the more that our character is changed into his likeness. And remember that we're supposed to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And the only way to do that is relationship. We do that through relationship. Philippians 3:10, this is Paul talking, and he says, "For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in that same way come to know the power." Okay, so after you come to know the you have that relationship with Jesus, know who he is, know his character, know his person, know the wonders of his person more clearly, more strongly, then you start to truly understand in that same way, the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers. And that I may so share in his sufferings as to be continually transformed in spirit into his likeness, even into his death, in the hope that I may, if possible, I may attain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead, even while I'm in the body. This comes through us purposing in our heart to have this relationship, pursuing this relationship. That power is available and exerted over all believers. But not all believers are walking in this power that's being exerted. How do we start to walk in that power? Listen, this is the best time in our lifetimes, right? I'm not saying other lifetimes, other generations. Other generations didn't have as many distractions and demands that we have. They didn't have as much opportunity to get distracted by everything around them as we do. They didn't have internet shopping 24 hours a day. They didn't have Walmart open 24 hours a day. They didn't have a fraction of the things available that we have. But right now, while our life is on a holding pattern, this is the best time in our lifetime to press in to become more intimately acquainted with Jesus. First thing I'm going to do is say, if anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step that we need to take. The first step that we take is to receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and make entrance into the family. And once we've made entrance into the family, the Word of God is able to transform us. We have a journey that we're on once we take the first step of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured.
All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. However, during these unusual times, we will be holding our Sunday and Wednesday services live online on YouTube. Here is how you get there. Go to YouTube, type in Kurt Owen Ministries, and when you get to that page, tap on Kurt Owen Ministries, and then the live broadcast will be right in front of you. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Easter is our favorite time of the year. COVID-19 can't cancel Easter. In fact, 2,000 years ago, all the forces of hell tried that and failed. Join us for our spectacular drive-in Easter sunrise service at 7 a.m. in the Grace Place parking lot, or our incredible drive-in Easter